guess just first, how would you, what do you like about Iowa that, you know, prompted you to make the decision to come on board when Coach McCaffrey offered you the opportunity?
Well, I started with Fran. I've known Fran for well over 30 years, and I marveled at the success he's had as a college basketball coach, and he's truly a gentleman, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to be able to work with him and assist him in this resurgence of Iowa basketball. But again, I think when you talk Iowa basketball, you're talking about a program that has a storied history, and they've had a lot of success here, and certainly Fran feels, and I agree with him wholeheartedly, that this is a, I don't want to call it a sleeping giant, because it's a program that everybody's aware of, but I think we have a chance to do something special here.
And just for you personally, what's it been like to kind of get back into coaching? I know there was you took a little bit of time off.
Yeah. I took what you call a sabbatical. But, I spent 25 years coaching the game and a lot of years playing the game. And when I got out of coaching, and I still stayed in the game, if you will. I was working with Nike, and so I was in the gym, if you will, a great deal, and doing a lot of what we do now in college coaching. But I think there's no substitute for being in a college environment, dealing with student athletes and spending the time working with those young men, helping to mold them and guide them and help them improve their basketball game. And I just love that, again, the college game. And so I was really, really looking forward to being back into college coaching. And I think I can bring a lot to the table. But as I said earlier, I think the attraction here was Fran McCaffrey being the head coach and the fact that Iowa is Big Ten basketball and a chance that we can get national exposure and have a chance to, like I said before, do something very, very special.
What stood out to you the most about the players from like the moment you got here and you kind of had the chance to make initial observations up until, you know, now and getting a chance to be with them all again?
Well, you know, I've been in a number of situations. You know, I was an assistant coach at three different programs, a head coach at two different programs. And so I do notice how players receive coaching and how they respond to what we're doing. And I can say this. I think with this group, they've been very, very responsive to what we want to convey, both from a standpoint of what they're doing actually on the court in terms of physical stuff, in terms of their approach to the game and an approach to teamwork. So I've enjoyed working with the guys. It's a good group of guys, and by that I mean that, you know, as I said before, they're coachable. They've been fun to be around. They really have been, and I think that's a credit to Fran and his approach to working with the guys, is that he is a coach's type player. He believes in building relationships with players, so he'll spend a lot of time with the players one-on-one, as do we do as assistant coaches. We spend a great deal of time talking to our players, trying to get into the head and try to get a feel for who they are as human beings. And I think when you do that, I think kids will be more receptive to what you're trying to tell them to do on the court. So I think all in all, that's been probably the thing that stood out in my eyes. And as I said, these guys are hungry to win and hungry to have success. And the difference I see here is that, you know, it's early on, I think everybody may be a little bit ambivalent, you know, and they're not sure. I think we moved quicker in that regard because, again, our ability to communicate with the kids and let them know that we cared about them first as human beings. And because of that, I think they've been able to respond positively on the court for us.
Is there anyone in particular that's really kind of stood out to you right now? Maybe taking on leadership responsibilities and, you know, being able to play the role that you're asking, yeah, you guys asking them?
Well, I think when you ask that question, I think that, and I'm not trying to be vague with this answer, I think in certain ways, like Jared Cole stands out with his ability to, because of his seniority and the way he carries himself on the court and off the court, he's shown me the ability to be a leader in that regard. On the court, somebody, you know, Cully Payne has really stepped up, and he's a kid that's always in the gym, always working on his game. That's not to say other guys aren't doing that, but Cully just seems to stand out a bit in that regard. And I've been impressed with the three freshmen. you know, Milson and Devin and Zach, those guys were on campus this summer and got a chance to get acclimated to the University of Iowa and kind of develop somewhat of a bond, if you will, and it's carried over as we started the school year. So I've been impressed with the way they've stepped up and learning a whole new system, been trying to get adjusted to college life and being the new kids on the block, if you will. And so I've been impressed with how they've adapted.
Just my final question here. What are some of the things that you're kind of hoping to see these guys be able to do in the next couple of weeks before you get into the beginning of the season?
Well, I think the conditioning aspect of it, I think we're beyond that point now because I thought we did a great job trying to get them in shape and get ready for this. What I'd like to see in the next 2 weeks is the ability to understand how to play the game and how coach wants them to play. Obviously, we're trying to, I don't want to say improve, but we want to play a little bit up-tempo. Mm-hmm. And press, and that's for some of the guys. That's different. That's different than what they're used to. And what I'd like to see is them being able to make that change and be able to adapt to that style of play, being able to play faster but playing smarter. And I think what we've done, what we've seen so far for the last 2 weeks, has been they want to play fast but they're playing too quick. And I'd like to see us clean that up and be able to play faster, yet with a sense of control and a sense of purpose.
All